good list to start with. Let's start with our backup net controller, KB0DBJ. Jim, tell us where you are in Grand Prairie. And, you know, we don't have all night, so just hit the highlights on how many 220 radios you have and which ones you like the best. KB0DBJ, come ahead now.
KB0DBJ, name is Jim. I am portable on my back patio with my station dogs. They happen to be quiet at the moment, and if I have to do backup duty, I can run inside and get in a base radio. But yeah, you're right, I've got a ton of 220 radios. I've been into 220 since the 90s, back when I had old thumb wheel radio when I'd run around town. But actually, my favorite is the one I use all the time because I like to crossband on it. It's a Kenwood 631, which is a dual band radio that's 2 meters and 220. And so right now I'm crossbanding from the 2 meter to the 220 side. Earlier when I got on the on a 2 meter net, I was crossbanding from the 220 to the 2 meter side. So I love that thing. It's from the 90s. It's a little warm, so I put a fan on it. But yeah, I've got the Anytone, and I've got a Kenwood D75, and you know, the one 220 radio I've never had is a TYT-D 9000D, I guess. I've had a Jetstream, which was the predecessor of that, but never had a TYT-D 9000D. They're good radios, though. They're great. I would say most people on this net probably have one of those. KB0DBJ.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah, that TYT is, I believe it puts out like 50 watts, and it's the one I had in my car until you convinced me to get an Anytone, and it's a fantastic radio. That's why it's destined for a go box because of the high wattage and because it's such a talking radio. Okay, let's pick up your brother. KB5UGF, David in Arlington, tell us where you are, who you are, and what radio are you on, what radios do you have, and what radios do you like in 220?